Can you explain to me what attracted you to Newcastle United?
Yeah, because, you know, we're big football fans. We love football. And, Newcastle's a massive club. It's a club with huge history, huge heritage, you know, a style of football that we love, you know, attacking, interesting. And, you know, Wonga's a business with a lot of passion. We're passionate about rebuilding finance, creating a solution for people's short-term cash flow problems and for businesses' short-term cash flow problems that solves kind of very real-world problems and doing it in a way that's innovative and interesting. And so, you know, we are very long-term about how we think about our own business, and we love the long-term commitment by the key people in the club, the owners, manager, management team, you know, staff, you know, to really put everything into making this club what it ought to be and what the fans want it to be. And, you know, that combination of passion and commitment, you know, to the long term is precisely what attracted us.
And in terms of renaming the stadium back to St James's Park, how difficult a decision was that to make?
Yeah, you know, the fans, from everything we can tell, really want the name changed back to St James's Park. And to the extent that we could be part of a solution to that, we always wanted to do that. And, you know, we tried really hard and eventually got to a commercial arrangement that allowed us to do that and get hold of those naming rights, and the only thing we were going to do with them ever was to give them back to the fans and rename it St James's Park. And so, yeah, just feel massively proud to be able to do that, to give something back to the fans. And from everything we can tell, you know, fans are going to enjoy it, if whatever we can do to add something to the day out at football and make it slightly more enjoyable and make already a great experience even better, we want to do that, and we're going to do that, you know, throughout our association with the club. And this is just the start.
I would imagine as well, you know, we've had the big announcement today, the news of the stadium being renamed back to St James's Park. You must be wishing it all started tomorrow rather than next season.
Absolutely. I mean, it would be great to get going right away on that. The stadium name, we're going to get changed as soon as humanly possible. And the shirt sponsorship, will start next season. But, we're already going to start engaging with fans, and to the extent that we can, and making sure we're tapping ideas for what fans really want us to be able to help with next year. And, we're going to get right behind it. But, next season can't come soon enough.
And in terms of engaging with fans, I mean, what sort of things do you have in mind?
Yeah, we're going to do things on multiple levels. You know, we're going to be working with the community outreach program here at the club and helping on job skills programs, entrepreneur training programs, and engage with people directly that way. But, when we look at what we've done at other clubs we sponsor, like, Blackpool and Hearts, for example, we do a lot around half-time entertainment and looking at how to kind of just make the day more fun in general. And we'll look to garner feedback from the fans themselves, and that will ultimately drive what we focus on. But we're going to be creating a forum, a straight talking money forum, that lets fans have an ability to interact with us and tell us what they want. And that's what's going to drive what we land up doing.
And you mentioned the community aspect of it. You were very keen to invest in the academy. I mean, how do you see that sort of unfolding in the years ahead?
Yeah, so look, the ambition of the club is to be, on an ongoing basis, a major English football club. And, given the financial capability and the financial capabilities of some of the other clubs, it is critical that there's an academy here that genuinely is pushing through some of the greatest young players in the country. And, to the extent that we can help secure that future, we want to be part of that, and we want to drive it. And so, we're putting aside here a 7-digit number from the sponsorship, specifically focused on the academy, on lifting the quality of the academy. And to the extent that investment helps, we think it's seriously important in terms of the long-term future. This is it's the foundation of a football club.
A final one from me, and obviously you must be aware that there's been some press in recent days, sort of questioning the company and what it stands for, the term sort of legal loan sharks being bandied around. I mean, what do you say to those sort of claims?
Yeah, look, I mean, Wonga is a regulated, completely legal business in every regard. And you know, we're a company more than that, that has over a million customers just in the UK. Our customer satisfaction ratings are higher than Google's and Apple's, never mind banks. We're dramatically higher than any bank in the UK. And so, you know, we've got a million customers who are telling us that they really like the service. They're happy to recommend it to friends and family members. And, you know, we're very, you know, we're determined to remain as transparent as we always have been, give control to our customers, and just help people, you know, solve problems that they feel are important to solve. And to that extent, yeah, we know that our customers are massively supportive of us, including the tens of thousands of customers that we've got, you know, up in the northeast already.